Immigration advocates from Colorado started a 1,800-mile bike journey to D.C. to demand an immediate pathway to citizenship for all these 11 million undocumented immigrants. I have the opportunity to speak with Josh Stanlins. He is also on the road accompanying Omar Gomez, and we have the opportunity here at KGNU to chat with them on the road. How are you doing, Josh?
Really excited because we are just 2 days out from being in D.C., and the excitement is definitely building leading up to the big May Day March for Immigrant Rights for Immigration Reform on May 1st. And then we have plans beginning May 2nd and beyond to continue to push in D.C. for immigration reform. So it's getting really exciting.
Biking all the way from Denver to D.C. is not a joke. Tell us about this experience and why you decided to do this.
This idea came from the community. On February, there was a Day Without Immigrants. Immigrants across the country, undocumented folks across the country participated in this. And some of our local people in Denver and in Boulder decided they wanted to keep on meeting and continue to build pressure and momentum from there. And so Omar Gomez decided, you know what, I want to go to Washington, D.C. on May 1st. And other people were also like, yeah, that's a great idea. And then Omar said, I don't want to just go to Washington, D.C. I want to go there. I want to like power my way there. I want to go on bike. And I think that going on bike is going to really like call more people to take action and help them to realize that we can overcome the barriers that are before us. And so a couple days after Omar made this decision, he invited me to join him. And I was a little taken aback because we were only a couple of weeks away from when the start date would be on March 21st. But I said, yes, you know, I can't join you the entire trip, but I'm going to join you for half of it. So that's where we've gone from there. And we've been organizing and trying to figure out how we can really build momentum. And it has been one of the most incredible experiences and journeys of my life. Almost every single day we've met with different local people, whether they're organizations or churches, local allies, local immigrants. And hearing their stories, hearing what inspires them, hearing their hope has been something that has fueled us this whole journey, and we carry all of their stories with us to Washington.
So I know that you are accompanying Omar now, and it would be fantastic if I have the opportunity to speak with him. But before that, I would like to ask you, how can people support this effort if they cannot bike with you guys? Is there other ways?
That's a great question. So we're only 2 days away from finishing the bike journey to Washington, D.C., but you can learn more about ways that you can take action to support us on our website. It's www.unitedforimmigrationreform.org. The four is like the number four. We are actually planning on May 2nd in Washington, D.C., Omar and others are going to start a hunger strike. So if you can't bike across the country, but you can fast, you are welcome to come out to Washington, D.C. and join us. Whether you're an immigrant or an ally, all are welcome. It could be something much simpler, right? You don't have to go to the extreme to support. Like, we need your help to call members of Congress, especially our U.S. senators, to call the White House. And so picking up the phone and taking a couple of minutes of your time or sending an email. And we even have like a pre-drafted message on our website that you can use to email out. All of that's really important. And then we are calling community to pray with us every day at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Mountain Time, praying for immigration reform and for world peace. This is an idea that came from Omar. He can tell you more about it, but we believe that harmonizing our energies together and coming together to believe that a better world is possible is one of the most powerful things that we can do in helping heal our country and helping create this better world. So all of those actions are important. You can also join us May 1st and May 2nd for a day without an immigrant. So don't go to work, don't go to school, don't spend any money. And tell your employers, tell your family, tell your friends why you're doing it, right? Because you sharing your story and why it's important to you, even if you don't have a really personal connection, if you just say, hey, I heard this interview and I was inspired and this is why, that means a lot. And that can go ripple effects that you never knew were possible.
That is Josh Stanlins with Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition telling us about this movement that has motivated thousands of people to join the effort, the movement, some in bike and some in prayer and in demonstrations and in meditation too, during these 40 days that you're trying to pressure the federal government to pass immigration reform before November 2022 elections. This bike riding has been done from Denver to D.C. Omar Gomez, he's an immigrant rights activist, and we have the opportunity to catch him in the road to speak with him to find out how is it going and why is he deciding to do the sacrifice along with other activists to request an urgent immigration reform for all those 11 million undocumented immigrants working here in the United States. It is a pleasure to have you, Omar. Tell us how you're doing.
Hola.
¿Cómo le va usted, señor?
I'm tired.
So tell me when you left Denver and how many miles have you ride already?
The day I left Denver was it March 21st, and that morning was a lot of snow and was cold. So far we have 1,759 miles is my guess. And this is my 39th day on the bike. This has been kind of like a religious experience. Like, I don't think something else to describe it, because first I stand up for something that came into my mind, an idea to do something so we can raise our voices. But just from the people that I met in this trip, the ones that reach out to us to support us, because some people sometimes offer houses or churches so we can stay, or sometimes we connect with them. And, you know, we pass the message while we are here in the road. And the first thing that comes into my head at the beginning is like, why we forgot to be humans? Why are we still treating ourselves like we are not part of this entire creation? It's a lot of suffering. And I notice these days in the protest march, normally the kids, they have the most beautiful message. No hate, no war, everybody's welcome. I mean, like, how in the world, the oldest ones, we get twisted in our minds? We get totally anger about the other human beings. It is a lot to think in the way that we are moving, or we still moving as kind of leaders of this world for the young generations, and what are we going to left to them? It is sad that the young generations yelling to us that we should live better, that we should have a better fundamentals as humans. This is sad to see those young kids in the streets with signs asking for support.
What you are describing to me is your experience on the road. So pretty much you have been riding for these 39 days already, and you have experienced the love of people coming to you and showing signs of support, the young ones welcoming you into towns, into churches, into places that you can occupy for a little while until you continue biking. This is super symbolic. Mm-hmm. It's a pleasure to be able to catch you in the middle of the road to tell us how you are and to share with us your thoughts after biking for 39 days. I'm pretty sure it has been an amazing experience. What have you found on the road?
It has been an extraordinary journey. One day, I totally, probably the 28th day, it was too much in my head and in my emotions, because we stopped in some places in the community came, and one guy came and he said, I came to see you just to honor my father. He just passed away a few years ago. And he was an immigrant himself from Monterrey, in Mexico. He never had the ability to go to see his mom when she was dying. And he always wondered why the system had never given the opportunity to be part of it. A recognition of says, oh, you're a great worker. You deserve to be a citizen. The father passed away, but he always says, too, according with this guy, why nobody stand up so we can join him and do something together? He came and he says, you know, I just want to see you because I want to honor my father, and I know you're the one who stand up to do something.
Why is it so symbolic that you are arriving to D.C. on May 1st. Why is this day extremely symbolic for the immigrant community?
Yeah, well, May 1st is known for the International Workers' Day. And, you know, a lot of people get together in the capital in each state. But when I get invitation to come to D.C., at the beginning I say yes. But I was thinking in my mind just to fly to D.C. Later on, the question was like, and which one will be the impact that you're making in D.C.? And from there, everything start coming together to do something different. And of course, it requires sacrifice. It requires to do things, to detach the normal life, you know, work, kids. I have my daughter in Colorado. She's in high school. And so all the normal things that I had to do, I had to step in front of what I'm going to do and step away from the other normal things. So it is a challenge in the mind. Mm. And this, during the road, there's many questions. Because sometimes I was biking by myself. But the idea they keep me going at the beginning is the same idea that I always was looking to connect all the time when I feel alone, when I feel like I don't go nowhere, because it was one more moment, one more day.
And suddenly you have found others, and you feel that you belong to a bigger community now.
Well, because when I find others in the community, yeah, they receive me and they eat me. But during biking 50, 60 miles, sometimes you are alone in the road. They're not with you then. They only receive you to feed you, to have meetings, to have a place for you to stay. But they're not with you the entire road. They're only in spots, in churches, and basements or organization when they getting together. When you're on the road, it's different.
You're all alone. And tell me, it was when you were on the road that you decided that now you're going to start fasting as soon as you get to D.C.? How this fasting decision came to be?
But it came because I said, well, we're going to do this movement, but how are we going to keep the pressure on? Because normally all the movements in May 1st, we stand up and we do a rally and we go back. But what is the whole purpose? It is not a keep going movement. So we need to do something that keeps going. So here I am, 40 days left from home, biking, and do all this journey just for go back again? For what? So they can probably laugh of us again and use us as excuses again for voting in November? So like, hey, you know, we promised you again and again and again. And that's not the point. A lot of people pass away in this country that they have been serving the economy of this country for years, and they pass away. What is going to happen probably is they probably don't like to see what's going on, because now it's obvious that somebody is up there exposing himself, saying, listen, this is what's going on every day, and you guys don't want to realize it. But now it's in front of you. It's like, they have the expression says the pink elephant in the room, they don't want to talk about it, but now it's exposed. And a lot of times they don't like it. Well, I'm sorry, this is the reality.
There's 11 million of undocumented immigrants in the United States working and wanting to finally get that paper that will allow them to have the rights of others.
To feel free, to live with dignity. This country always stands up for human rights in other countries. They, they claim to China, it is terrible because they use they're against human rights. We are in the same spot, but they don't recognize it.
Omar Gomez, what a pleasure to be able to speak with you. I hope that your last miles are satisfying, are a way to connect with others, and that you arrive safe and sound, and that you continue this movement that you have started from Denver to D.C. to call on immigration reform for the 11 undocumented immigrants living in the United States of America. Thank you so much for this opportunity, and we hope that your fasting also goes easy. Thank you again.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longo-Better.